Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sense and Rant. Yes, it is your girl Mutumari Adeol. I know it's been a while, but I'm back now, kinda ish, I think. But we'll see how it goes. I'm back to podcasting. On today's episode, I have my very good friends Chioma, Jamila, and Ngozi. We're talking about sisterhood. Let's see how it goes.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Okay, I'll go. Hi, I'm Jamila Gimba. I'm an artist, actress, and I live in San Francisco.
Oh, hi, I'm a girl. I live in Montreal. That's the end.
Wow. Okay. Hi, I'm Chioma. I live in San Jose, California. I am a product manager, actor, model, podcaster, sometimes everything, Sha. Do a lot of things, Sha, in general. But really happy to be here.
I'm gonna say you're also an artist, but in an interesting way. Just like you're more like a musical director type person. So you are an artist.
Musical director. Okay, since we're mentioning career, site reliability engineer.
Jamila, you to throw one in. What else do you do?
Well, I guess I'm also a product manager.
Okay, and you guys, I'm Wilton Raya. I'm a podcaster, I'm a writer, and that's it. So moving on, we're talking about friendship and sisterhood today. Let's go. Who are your best friends? Well, I should go first. Chioma, Ngozi, and a very close friend, Coin.
Oh, okay, man. Best friends are many. Like, and I know that sounds weird, but it's true. I mean, Mutrayo, clearly, obviously. Wouldn't it be weird if you were my best friend in return? I'm just saying. But Mutrayo...
You actually would not be. Well, go on.
Yeah, I guess. Mutrayo, my friend Tolu Michaels, my cousin Fumito, which kind of feels like cheating because she's already my family member, but it's true. Alex Manik, my best friend from grad school, and one of my really close friends, Oluwagbe Misola. Really, that's it.
Yeah. Well, it's actually very funny because you've known Tolu the longest, and I feel like Tolu is the mutual person. Actually, she's a link to me knowing Jamila, but that's a different story. We'll get there.
Yeah, I've known her my whole entire life. Since... before they gave birth to her, I've known her. That's how long this been.
Yeah. Ungo.
Friends, Mutrayo, my sister, Bimbola. There's a lot of people though. Kivichi.
Okay, yeah.
There are lots.
Chidinma. I don't know if she's... I feel like you guys are very close.
My childhood friend. Yes, my other... Yeah, it's like... They are now like childhood friends, now family members. So yeah, Chidima, Chidi-O, Chidi-O the law. So yeah.
My best friend. And Jam?
Man, my list is long and my friends are very feisty. So I feel like
if I miss one person,
they're coming for you.
And I forget somebody and it will be just like I forgot. So it's not like they're not
So disclaimer, put it right now. Put a disclaimer right now.
But I do. I have a lot. My friends call me a girl's girl. So my cousin. It's funny that you said your cousin is your best friend. My cousin is my best friend. I have Anya, Abigail, Fatima, IJ.
Jide. My brother.
Because Jide is my best friend. So Jide, we grew up together, so he's like a family member.
He's not your best friend, so please let me fly for my friend.
We'll add Jide to the list.
Well, Mutra, you didn't put your male best friends in here, so I didn't realize. I thought it was sisterhood. I was focused.
Okay, sisterhood. Sorry. Let's keep it female.
I'm blanking now, but yeah, those are at least the people I've spoken to in the last 24 hours.
You have a lot of female friends, and that's good.
But I think, like, I feel like it's interesting, right? Like, we all have a list, like, it's not just one person. But I know there was a time in my life where the idea of, like, oh, you have more than one best friend just seemed, I'm like, it's called best friend. Like, yeah. But it's, I don't know, it's just kind of weird. Like, the older I've gotten, just the more that I have friends from all these different stages of my life. And mm-hmm. my childhood best friend is still my childhood best friend, but that did not mean that there was no room for another best friend to come into play. So it's actually very interesting, like, how
we'll get to seasons and friendships, right? But for now, let's start with, I feel like most of our friendships, they were kind of organic in a way. Like Tolu, in your case, Choma, you guys are kind of literally born together. Jamila, you and your cousin, and Ngozi, you and your sister, right? But like, did you choose your friends at any point in time, or your best friends, I mean, like your girls?
So I look at my, like, at least of the people I mentioned, and I wouldn't say that, like, all of them were super organic. So I have a podcast with my cousin, and it's not that it wasn't organic, because that's actually the interesting one. The one where it was actually my family member was the one where, when we're talking about, you know, starting the podcast, and on the podcast we talked about how she did a lot of work in establishing the relationship that we have now. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a point in time where, I mean, we were friends as children, but we grew up, she grew up in Port Harcourt, I grew up in Ikorodu, super far, we barely saw each other, and this was, there were no cell phones. So we lost touch, they lived abroad and we didn't. And then, like, I'm now, we now end up in the US, like, later in life together, but she's in university in Florida, I'm in DC, and she would be intentional about calling me from time to time. And let's be real, they were awkward. Like, the calls were really awkward, like, because I didn't have anything to say, right? Like, there's just nothing to say, so it took time, like, that one. And so but she would try and she would call, and so I would also, you know, make the effort to be like, okay, let me call, just so it's not as if she's the only one making an effort. But I used to have to, like, ginger myself, because I'm like, what's so good to talk about, like, but somehow now
we're here
close. But, like, we're here. So but that one is not one where I was just like, oh, it just kind of happened. No, it didn't just kind of happen. Like, it was an intentional happening that just land here.
Yeah, I agree with Choma. Like, a couple of my friendships are just like, oh, hello, hi, we're in the same place, and then you see that.
What's wrong with your face? Like, you're not showing emotions at all.
Oh, sorry. Okay, interview. Hello, hi. Anyway, sorry. Sorry. A couple of my friends, right? Yeah. It was just we're in the same space, and it was like, okay. This is someone I could probably vibe with, and then that was it. For some others, it was just like, hi, okay. Hi. I'm trying to fill out this person. It seems like someone I can really, like, talk to eventually. But again, you have to be very intentional about those people. Mm-hmm. And it was not even necessarily about the length of time that we knew each other. It was just like, I think one of my closest friends was Bimbola. We actually became closer and even like friends during the pandemic.
Yeah,
basically.
Yes, like, I said yesterday. Like,
so yeah, so it was either a combination of intentionality versus right space, right time. So,
Dropping everything, jam.
Oh, mine is all over the place. To be honest, I'm just I'm always honest. I usually just hate my best friend. People who end up being my best friends used to piss me off. I'd be like, this person be doing too much. Like, you're too loud. You screw your face up too much. You're not that important. And it's funny because it's basically my personality kind of mirrored in them. I was like, this person talks too much. And the next thing, like the next day, I'd just be like, you talk too much. And from there, the friendship has started. So a lot of my friends I ended up being best friends with, it was the opposite of love at first sight. It was just like, nah, this was, I would never hang out with that girl. And then somehow it just happens that it just happens, maybe because I'm always like thinking of the person, or I notice the person and they notice me. Mm-hmm. And then we become friends. Yeah. So
yeah, that's interesting. I've known Choma since we were in GS1, literally. So I feel like,
did we know each other in GS1? Yeah, I mean, I've thought about it. Didn't start in GS1, it started in GS2.
No, it was GS1, I think third term or something. It was GS1. So like, everybody,
okay.
Yeah, it was.
Let's not argue this. You must have known me in GS1, but I ain't know you're to GS2. If I'm being honest,
so I'll take my L in GS2. I'll take my L in GS2. Okay, GS2. So we've been friends since GS2, And yeah, well, that's like almost 20 years.
We're friends. We had a group. Of the group, only the two of us are still friends.
Matter. Whatever happened to the remaining people, I don't know
what happened to them, but
I guess we just kind of remain friends even after high school, after secondary school, and then across continents, and then eventually on the same continent. And now, I am so much.
But we weren't even like the closest friends. I wasn't the closest to you. I was closest to other people, but somehow,
And Ngozi, I met in Canada, of course. Why are you really?
She was in love with me.
No, I wasn't. She was a lovely brother. No, yeah, we're all together. And then I left, and then we became friends. We became very good friends afterwards, and like 10, 11 years now, we're still like really close. Jamila, I'm building a friendship with, and I hope it grows more. Even though she talks a lot, I
don't hate it a lot. It's gonna be a best friendship. And that's how you know. That's how I know. I'd be like, okay.
But okay, so we were talking about friendships. Let's talk about the myth that we've heard about relationship. And Chama, you said the same thing, like, you know, sometimes you have to be maybe best friends with one person from the beginning to the end of your life, or you can have more than one best friend, or friendships don't die. Let's talk about myths of our relationships.
Well, okay, so I very much the best friend one of having one, but I think one of the myths that I personally find very upsetting is somehow that like friendship is a lesser sort of relationship to a romantic relationship. Like it's like a less thing, like a placeholder thing for, you know, this ultimate romantic relationship. Myths around that.
That sounds a very stupid myth, by the way, but okay.
Oh, I mean, let's not get into that one. It annoys me so much.
That you and your best friend will not fight. It's always going to be all roses every time.
Yeah. Have the difficult conversations. We had ours last week. What was that last week? Yeah. Well, we had a good one, like 2 weeks ago.
It was good.
Not this one. The one we had when I was checking in about using you.
Girl, I was very confused.
But that was a good yeah, we had this conversation about just checking in as a friend, because I feel like she'd been helping me with this entire MFO film that we're making. I was like, hey, is this relationship beginning to feel like one-sided? Am I taking too much and giving nothing back? So I had to like just check in with her, and it was good. And then we fought. And then we talk about
fight. That's just so weird to me. Can I just say?
I know.
Like, it's a weird concept.
I know.
Just saying.
I know. I was so confused too. I was like,
I just wanted to check in. Okay, Jamila.
A myth that you have to, like, your best friend has to, that there are not seasons to the friendship. I think it's kind of a wave that sometimes you pull apart and sometimes you come together. You can't always be, because there are different stages in your life. So I think there's a myth that because it's your best friend, they have to be, wherever you are in life, they have to be there. And sometimes that's just not the case.
That's actually very interesting.
That's a great one, actually. That's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah. So talking about waves, right? Have you ever lost a friendship when, you know, they were there for you for a season and then you feel like that season ended or the relationship ended? And then you moved on to the next phase of your life without them. And how was that? How did you kind of cope with that?
I mean, okay, I feel like you have to really, I think you have to explain that one a bit more, only because I think we've all lost friendships, right?
Okay.
So if this is a season, like this is a, is it a, like an intentional, this season of my life is changing, I cannot carry out, like, I think you kind of have to explain what you mean.
Okay. All right. Let me break it out into two then. Okay. The first one is, have you ever lost a sisterhood? And how did I feel?
Have I lost a sisterhood? I mean, to me, I thought it was a sisterhood, but apparently I wasn't that important. So,
so you know, I got dumb.
So yes, I have actually. Did I feel sad? Okay, so I'm the kind of person that usually if I start off with this person, it's like till forever and ever, right? And then I learned my lesson, and it's not anything against the other person. It's just that I think they felt like at this moment in my life, I don't think you're I don't think I want to carry you to that next season of my life. And it was very hard, to be very honest. Like, wow, okay, I thought we were really close and everything, and the person moved on. So yes, I lost one. It was very hard for me, especially since we grew up. I don't want to use the word grew up together, but like when we first came to Canada, she was someone that I really like parlayed with, like really gisted, we're really cool. So, but life goes on. Yeah.
You are here, you survived it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamila.
Yeah, I've lost a bunch actually, just because I make friends very easily, I guess. And for me, I'm very open, so it's very easy for me to get attached, or people get attached to me. So I've lost from a very young age. I feel like in secondary school too, you think this person is my best friend, and we come back next semester and it just changed. But I lost one recently, a friend of mine who like we grew up together. I met her like in just one. And then two years ago, she just got weird on me and then just stopped calling. Like I would send messages and she wouldn't respond. And we had a mutual friend, but she's talking. So I thought it was every, like maybe she's going through something, but she's talking to my mutual friend. So I'm asking my mutual friend, like, what's going on? Like, I'm trying to reach her, but she's not. She's like, yeah, she's just not, you know, into the friendship again, I guess. So for me, I think that's the longest friendship I've had that just all of a sudden stopped. I think for me, it's a lot of confusion. As opposed to, I don't think I've reached the place of pain or like, oh, I've actually lost this relationship. For me, it's still, I mean, it's almost 2 years now, but still for me, it's still, I'm confused as to why. And I don't know that she owes me an explanation, to be honest, but because she obviously has her reasons, but I guess I'm still in that phase where it's like, no, but everything was good. So why the change of heart? So yeah, but yeah, for sure I've lost
Okay.
So I can relate to a lot of what you said, Jamila. I mean, unlike you, I don't see myself as somebody who makes friends super easily. I think I used to in the past, but not anymore. So I'm very intentional about, and I'm not saying you're not intentional, but I just mean like my friends, the few that I have, I try to hold them because I cannot make new ones, let's be honest. So I'm just like very intentional about that. And so I have lost a bunch as well. I mean, and I think in most cases, when if it's just a seasonal, like a season thing, like it's kind of easy to understand and it's just like a natural fade out. But the ones that stick with me, at least, are just the ones where I think, to your point, it's just the confusing scenario. So there is one that comes to mind of somebody that I was just really, really close with, and we literally called ourselves soul sisters. Like that was a word that was exchanged and used, like it was like godmother, future godmother child levels, like kind of vibe. And same, like they literally ghosted me. And I tried everything, and I'm like, what happened? Like, I'm just left with straight up confusion about everything that went down. And honestly, even now, there's still, so beyond after the confusion I got, I'm still in a place of a lot of anger, and it's a situation that still annoys me. It annoys me now only also because like a few years after they essentially ghosted me, they sent me a random message that was all like upbeat and cheery, like, oh, I'm sure a lot has happened in your life in this past 4 years. And I'm like, are you mad? Like, come on. Like, you just ghosted me. Am I supposed to risk, like, are we going to pretend like everything is cool, or like you're posting random stuff and like saying how much you miss me, but you know where I am? Like, it's
you
so,
know my number,
like, I think for me, like, that's just so annoying. Or me hearing, like, literally this year I still somehow heard about how like, oh, they thought, oh, that was such a good friendship, and this was like, I'm like, oh, so I was a good person to you, like, so why did you ghost me? Like, and I, again, hearing that, honestly, I'll just rather not even hear it. I'd rather not hear that you like miss me or you are rich, like, because I'm just like, if you ghosted, like, I'm just annoyed now at this point. So there's like, and I think anger is just an easy emotion. At the core of it, it's actually probably just hurt and pain, because that was a relationship that was just very important to me. And to just not have the sense of this is even what happened, and the decency to just communicate and just be like, you're important to me too, so let me at least explain whatever it is that's happening. And then to just reach out of the blue, like everything was good, and you know, you know, it was like it just didn't make sense to me. It's just very hurtful. So even I challenge the point of they don't owe you an argument. Like, we don't owe a lot of things in this world, but we do it because we're decent human beings. And this is the laws that we've established about how we relate to one another. And I think it's just kind of unkind to just disappear on someone who's such a close friend, like to the extent where like this is one of your closest friends. Like, it's just very hurtful. I mean, I've just been hurt. I find it incredibly hurtful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please, you can speak now.
I know. I've lost a friend that I considered a sister, and I feel like you guys know about her. But this one actually got really messy because our families were involved. Like, it was a choose your friend or choose your family type thing. And I chose to walk away because, like, it felt like a breakup. You know how they say, like, the love of your life broke up with you? Like, that was, yeah, like, things still happen in a life that I still almost want to reach out to her, like, oh my God, you know, I'm praying for you, or I'm sending you hugs, or, oh my God, you go, girl, congratulations type thing. But it just was like, ah, I wish you well from afar, you know, type thing. But I still really do miss her, because honestly, she was a good person. But like I said, families were involved, words were said, and so, yeah. But let's talk about seasons and friendships. So has there ever been a time in your life where somebody who you didn't consider maybe a close friend came through for you, and that was when you knew, or maybe like a time when a sister came through for you, like, oh my God, this is my person, like, you have my heart? And I'll start.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like they did something and then the relationship like moved?
Yeah, like they upgraded, okay. Like you just like bumped up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Let me see. Maybe. This one is hard for me because, yeah, this one is hard because.
And doesn't have to be anything big or anything. Like, just
right? Okay. Small things, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I would say so, yeah. I made two friends random. Like, I make friends really easy. It's a problem. I met my two friends, my newest friends, but we're really close now. In a store.
What?
She had this amazing jacket, and they were dressed a certain way, and I was like, they're too cool to be in this. First of all, I need that jacket. So I went over and said, hi, I need your jacket. And then we started talking. And then we're friends. Now we're really good friends. But they've been so kind. And I think we lose kindness somewhere as we grow up. Because everybody's just like, yeah, I'm just trying to face my own like these problems on my head are too much, and you get it right with your friends, everybody's going through something, but my friends have been really kind, and I think that really shifted it from being some girls I met at the, you know, randomly, to like, these are people I want in my life constantly. Mm-hmm. These are people I want to share my life with, and so yes, to answer your question, I have.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say anything too deep, I would say my sister, actually. I think one thing for me was, initially, it's just like, oh, hello, hi, that's my sister. It's what it is. But some of the times where I've gone through some of the very deep things in my life, I don't even have to call my sister to explain what's going on. She just says, I'll stay on the phone. And that, for me, is something. It just feels like this is home for me. So that's
home on top home. I love it.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
So there are probably two people I'm thinking about, and one of them, it's not even like we're like super super close still. So somebody I know from grad school, but she's like, okay, yeah, like one of my friends from grad school, cool, but she's just very intentional, like always like checking on me, very like, oh, no holidays is like this gone by, oh, what's your, like, do you still have the same address, like send me a card with like handwritten thoughtful messaging, like, and it just, for me, just like, oh wow. And this is one of those people where she has a lot of friends. She's like one of those, she's probably like more of a Jamila, right, where she has a ton of people in her life, like she's like a connector of people kind of vibe. Like, jokingly, sometimes we call her Heidi Roizen because like she knows how to connect people, like this. Anyway, that's her whole vibe. So for me, I never have felt like super important to her, but to get this kind of messages and like it made me rethink, like, oh wow, like this is somebody who is very intentional. Like, I want to show up in a better way for them as well, and just also be more intentional and like actually try to, I mean, we take that relationship more seriously, because me, I just thought I'm just one of your many friends, because you're just this person who has all these many friends. So that's one person I think about. And then the other the person was like the person who was my closest friend in undergrad. I mean, I think us getting close to be that was just honestly just how she was. She showed up for me and like really cared for me as well. Like, she will know that I'm always cool. So if we're going anywhere, she'll just be like, oh, you're cold again. And then of course I'll always forget to bring a jacket, even though I will have known that I'll be cold, but she'll always have like an extra jacket or an extra scarf or something, just because she already knows that at some point like I'm going to be cold. And I mean, such a small actually it's not that small, like it's the thought and intentionality, like, yeah. I was like, wow, like this is someone who's like thinking about me and considering me and like anticipating my needs and showing up for me. So we just ended up, I think for me, that maybe just like elevate that relationship. Like, I saw how she was so thoughtful about just making sure that I was in her life. Like, her boyfriend was long distance at the time, and if he would come, I'll try to give them space, because like, then she'll be like, nah, like I'm not just going to hang out with him all weekend, like it's fine, like you can come hang out with us. And I never felt like a third wheel, like it was just always really cool. So for me, it just made me kind of just place that relationship at a much higher level, because I just saw how intentional she was about me.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. So I'll share for three of my closest friends. Ngozi, I met Ngozi the very first night I got to Canada, and she and her then guy, whatever,
he who must not be named.
You shall not be named, not on this podcast at least. They brought pizza over. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, oh, I don't want to be fat, so I'm not gonna eat the pizza. You know, I don't want to be the American American fat human being. I think I had like one slice of pizza. And then I remember talking to her, I think a day or two after, like, oh, I'm sorry that I did not eat your pizza. I just don't want to be fat. But I think what really like makes our friendship really beautiful to me, like, I used to make her hair, and I remember like giving her my script, which was handwritten in a notebook. So like, she's literally been very supportive of my creative. I always remember her voice whenever I feel like I want to quit. So that for me is number one. When I went for military training, Choma wrote me letters. And like, yeah, I still have all of those letters from her, like literally right in my drawer. Yeah, and I still have all those letters. And Koi, there was a night here, I feel like we were both broke. We didn't have money, we didn't have food, but she hustled lemongrass. It's this type of food that we really like. She hustled it out. And like, I remember we both sat down and like, we're eating fried rice, like chicken fried rice from this place, and we're talking about our dreams. And hers was like, she was going to go to medical school and do this and do that. And she's actually a doctor now. Well, that day for sure for me, Brooklyn Park, 2014. Yeah, those are the moments that sealed my friendship. So this,
well, I remember the moment that sealed our friendship.
Oh yeah,
by the way, yeah. So I think it was our GS class. I don't remember if it was GS2 or GS3, Sha.
Yeah,
but we're supposed to be at night prep.
Ooh, I think I remember the night.
We were sitting on the veranda. It's so cold. That for me was the moment, because I just remember that just being a night where I was just like really vulnerable with you. Like, there were just some things that were like going on. I mean, secondary school life, and like you're just like really confident and just very open. Like, and for me, that actually was like that, like, sealed our friendship. Like, that
I knew we're always going to be friends, or like we're good friends.
We're already friends, but that night, like, it leveled it up.
I remember I got my very first letter, and it was like Choma going, just like I know Choma's writing even when I'm like drunk. I was like, yeah, you know, like, this might be hard, but like, there's somebody out there. And she wrote gist, legit, like gist. And I think it was a gist about whiskey or something, one of the letters.
I just always try to think of things that would be entertaining. I'm like, let me think of what will entertain this person who has no access to the world.
Always and forever, like, always and forever, one of my favorite things. So let's move a little bit to like second chances, you know, when friendship end, do you believe in giving a second chance, especially the end, Brad? Okay, Jamila, your friend that kind of ghosted you in Chama, would you accept them back if they come with an explanation?
Well, I'll go. I would, to be honest. Like, I've had a lot of friends do some kind of questionable. Okay, like Ngozi, my cousin is actually the closest person to me. Like, if anything should happen to me, my cousin has all my passwords. Or, in fact, it's actually a liability if I think about it. But yeah, she's the closest person to me. Where was I going with this? And
second chances.
Second chances. Well, I was going to tie that to my friend anyway, but I was going to say that people have done questionable things to me. And my cousin's always saying, like, a normal person will not take this that you're taking, like, you shouldn't be friends with this person. It's a huge red flag. But for me, I'm just like, I feel like we're always going through things. People always go through, you know, and sometimes we behave badly. And it's not really that when I behave badly, I'm doing it specifically to spite you. Sometimes I behave badly because I'm going through some things. Sometimes I behave badly because I'm not equipped at the time to know better. So I feel like if my friend did come back and, you know, we talked it through, I mean, I think we'll be fine. It's, yeah, for me.
I mean, I see room, like, similar to you, Jamila, I see a room there, like, in this particular case, this person, like, a lot of time has passed, and I don't know what they'll come and say now, but really, if they came, I would be willing to listen, and, like, if they came genuinely, not on a, oh, how are you after all this time, like, on a genuine, like, last talk about this, like, I'm willing to hear you out.
Yeah.
Again, things will probably not just be the same, because, again, so many years have passed, but I'm, like, willing to hear, and I know that there's room for second chances only because, I mean, this is not a sisterhood, but it's a friendship with a guy that is really close to me, where things were weird and I was pretty sure that friendship was done and it was over. But pandemic times, like, we have a proper conversation, and, like, even forget before this conversation, like, I'm really seeing, I'm like, wow, this person has changed and grown and evolved so much. Like, they're not the same person, and, like, I'm a different person, and our friendship is good, is so much stronger. Like, we talked about all the things that were happening back then. So I know that there's room for things to be better and to change, like, because people are not the same people. Like, people don't stay the same, and we're constantly changing. Mm-hmm. So I do give that room, but I will say, in general, I also don't hold out a lot of hope for those things anymore. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think ultimately, sorry, ultimately, like, for most people in my life, like, when I decide you're my friend, for the most part, like, you are literally my friend for the rest of your life. Like, whether I'm not your friend again, or is okay. Yeah, but, like, you're my friend, like, genuinely, like, that's how I feel about it. Like, I will still, it might be 10 years, but if there's something that in a way I can show for you, like, I feel like I will still try, except you were really, really behave badly, but, like, I will still try. But, like, I think, and sometimes again, I think, Jamila, to your point, like, it can be quite questionable, like, why? Like, why are you doing this for these mm-hmm. people? But, like, yeah. I mean, it's hard not to.
Go.
I'm the queen of second chances. So you're asking the wrong person. I'm
true.
Serious. I'm
true, actually.
I give people a very, very, very long rope. Mm-hmm. So if I decide I'm done with you, I'm not giving you another chance. So.
But before you get there, though, is
I'm so forgiving. It's a problem.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm always on the hearing part of this. And if you know me, I don't have a lot of chances.
Exactly.
I'm learning, but I don't. So I'm always the, okay. So is this where you tell them to go and, you know, go to, you know, exactly. And she's like, but.
Mutrai, I question that about you, actually. Like, not from in general, yes, but, like, for your female friendship, sis, you be taking a lot.
From some of them, not all of them.
Yes.
Not very specific people, yes. But yeah, and that's because of my loyalty to those people. I'm loyal, but I don't know. He's weird, right? I'm loyal, but I also don't like have a lot of chance. Well, I guess gender based, I have.
Yes, it's a gender based something for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because if it's women, she'll be like, okay, you know what? I could for guys, or more, pack your load and go.
Because let's be real, some of your friendships, sometimes I'm just like, why are we friends with these people?
But yeah.
I wanted to ask the question based on this. Sorry to hijack this.
No,
do you find that, so everybody has that one person, like Ngozi, you would say your sister. Do you find that the person closest to you is very protective of you around your other friends? Like, my cousin is a tiger around me and my other friends. Like, she will call it, this is rubbish. This your friend does for me. And I feel it's because she's closest to me. So she's more protective. And I wonder if that's just me or if everybody can.
Oh, it's not just
you. Oh, no, it's not just you.
I'm protective of my friend. My friends know when I don't rate their other friends. And I have lots of friends where I don't rate their friends. I'm like, and then when I meet them, I have to try to be nice. Even though I'm just like, you're horrible. Like, you're not a good, I don't think you're a good person. But yeah, here we are. Yeah. Like, but my thing is also just, I apply wisdom. Like, if I know that this person is important to you. Because I think as adults, like, a lot of us just determine that this person is my friend. Like, whatever their bad behavior, I've just determined that they're my friend. So I also try to be, balanced and not be too harsh, because also you just determine that this is my person, like as a friend, right? So even you will know I don't rate your friend, but I also try to not be too harsh. I'll just be like, by the time you come again and say something, I'm like, well, you already know my thoughts on this,
right?
Or by the time you then decide, if you come back and say you're done with them, then I'll help you badmouth them very well. I'll be like, I never liked them anyway. So
now you see the light.
my sister. Oh, that's why I don't like telling my sister stuff. My sister, ooh, I can even hear her voice in my head right now.
Yeah.
Why are you friends with this person? Before I can even say like Jack, Rob. She'll be like, no, cut them off. My sister is not patient when it has to do with like friendships. And when people, because she's always like, you're always so patient with people and they take you for granted. And I'm like, you know what? As Jesus said, turn the other cheek. She's like, no, like walk away from this situation. So my sister, I don't want to say I don't like telling her stuff, but just because I want to maintain certain friendships, I try not to mention those friendships to my sister or Muturayo, actually. Muturayo is not forgiving whatsoever. So
I feel like in my dynamic, Muturayo like never comes for my friends like that. The person in my dynamic that comes to my brain is Tolu. Tolu is the one. If I tell her, she will remember it. She'll be like, oh, we don't like them. I'm like, Tolu, she said they're not resolving with me. I can still hold on to my anger if I want. I'm like, please forgive them. I would not be begging on behalf of the person. I'll say, please forgive them.
It's very interesting. I'm the type of person, I share my friends, right? But like, do you guys also share friends with your other friends? I'm judging the two of you right now. The two both of you.
Me?
You.
Okay, you cannot even say I don't share friends, because you've collected my friends.
Who collects his? But in fact, you've even collected her family members too. So hey.
Exactly, you've collected my family members, my friends. Like you say, not collect. Okay. So like,
no. Well, me, I'm not in the let's be fair. I collected Iachoma. That one is like. Down, there's no
one. Her
there's
mother.
You collected my brother. You collected my sister. What do you mean? Only collected my mother. You
collected siblings. Technically, mother should come with siblings, right? It's okay. Just and which friend that I collected Tolu. Which other friend that collected?
You nothing. That's not enough. That's friend. Not enough.
Exactly. only one friend.
Okay.
How many of your own friends did I collect?
You collect. Are you not friends with Chama?
Chuma has not fully collected me.
You guys are friends, aren't you?
No, we are, but not in the way that you've collected Tolu now.
Exactly, not in the way you've collected Tolu, not the way you've collected my mother. Like, definitely think about
not her mother.
Jamila, let me explain to you. She has a key to my mother's house. Like, I think about
understand.
This.
To
be fair, the thing I've always shared my parents.
Family,
I mean, my mother, not really. Yeah. Like my mother has been she's a shared mother at this point. I've shared my friends, but sometimes I don't know. Sometimes it's still, I don't know. I still feel some way. I'm like, it just pains me so much because I'm like, nobody ever shares their parents with me or like their friend with me. Like, right. I'm like, why am I the only one who's always sharing people and nobody's ever sharing with
me? Yeah. Well, man, Choma's mom, the best. Like, absolutely. Like, she mail you food. She wrote me letters too. She sent me like sanitary towels and like, Choma's mom is, yeah, she's my American mother, man. Forget out there every day. Like, my prayer warrior too. And a sister, a brother and sister, yeah, they're my siblings too. So.
That's amazing though.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, me? Do I share my friends? Oh, yes. So the person who, my friend who stopped talking to me, I had to find out what was going on through the friend I introduced her to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. So they're very close now. Wow. So Choma, be careful. Oh. What's real? Right, just go assist you.
I know.
Talking about sharing friends, how I got to Jamila, long story, but here. So Choma introduced me to Tolu, right? Tolu in 2017 introduced me to some undercover feminist. If you guys don't know her, go check out the other podcast. And then undercover feminist, Sumto introduced me to Jide, and then through Jide I met Jamila. Say your friends. You literally never know. Say your friends. So me, Shemi, coins. Family. What did you say?
No, I'm not sharing my friends. No, the reason you why I said I don't share my friends, please don't get me wrong.
You compartmentalize your friends a lot.
Exactly. There's like boundaries. Like, this person is for this person is for that. I'm not saying that if we're in a space, I will not introduce people and then they eventually become friends, but just because.
But it's like, if something were supposed to, okay, we first put like 3:30 birthday party, babe, I have nobody to reach out to.
So you're like, my dear. Okay, well,
you see what I mean?
You're going to meet all these people. I mean, you know their names, they know you. So you're eventually going to
meet them. I don't even know their last names. Yeah.
How many of your friends, their last names, how many of them do I know their last names?
That means you have Choma's number. Like, you know, sure. No, I'm not saying like I know of them. I know they're, I don't even know what they look like. A couple of them, I literally don't. Yeah.
Okay. We'll have that conversation. Camera.
So,
we'll have that conversation.
Exactly. You need to do better.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about friendship. What are some advice that you've ever gotten about friendship that you really like? Love, or that you've used, or maybe not used.
There are a few things. So there's one book I read that I absolutely love. Communion by Bell Hooks is all about female friendships. So she wrote All About Love, which is it's a three part. So All About Love is generally about love, and then there's one I forgot what the second one is. It's more specifically about Black love, and then the third one is about female friendships, really. So it's called Communion. And it just really talks about the idea of having a circle, like a sisterhood to hold you and to carry you. And it's not a placeholder for a romantic relationship. It's not secondary to a romantic relationship. Because, like, in one romantic relationship cannot give you everything that you need. You need community, you need circle, you need sisterhood. And I think that was just like really important advice. Like, I love that book for all of that, for that very reason of just being like looking and being intentional about cultivating those relationships. I think for me, just like intentionality around friendships and not using them as a placeholder, not abandoning your friends for romantic partners, just being super intentional about them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think for me, one advice I would say is learning to grow, or learning to understand that your friends grow. So you can't keep looking at this person with the same eyes with which you met them. I think it's very difficult. So the person I was at 18 is different from the person that I am now, and it's going to be different from the person I am when I'll be 50. So if you're going to maintain a relationship with me, you have to also grow with me. It's if you're just looking at me with the same eyes from 30, there's a high probability that we're not going to continue that friendship, right? So learning to grow in your friendships and with your friends.
Yeah. That's a good one, actually, because I feel like most people lose friends when, especially when one person feels like they're growing rapidly and the other person is not, and then it becomes, you know, are we still on the same level, or are we still, you know, do we still have the same commitments to one another? Like you said, 18 and now, like a decade after, you're literally not the same person. That's interesting. Yeah. Jamila.
Man, I love that. And I'm still thinking about it because it's so funny. I feel like a lot of my friends, well, not a lot of my people, but a few of my friends, I still find it very hard to let go of their concept of me, my younger self.
Yeah.
And they are really stuck on that idea. Sometimes I do things, I say, oh, no. And they insist, no, that's what you like. I'm like, maybe I did, but I don't anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So I do resonate with that a lot. Like, you really need to understand that your friends grow. And advice for me, I would say, I don't know, man, conversation. I think I have a lot of friends and they talk to me about their friendships and I talk to them about, you know, but I feel like a lot of stuff can be solved with communication. And I don't know if this is just in general, that's not necessarily friendship, but I feel like especially in female friendships, we're very vulnerable when it comes to talking about the other sex because we want to, you know, get that from our friends. We want that support. But sometimes we're not open about like who we really are. We are friends. We can be friends and vulnerable in some certain aspects, but there are certain core aspects that we shy away from opening up to our friends.
We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah,
literally. Yeah, all three of us talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. You see, people are friends for years and they actually haven't ever exposed that part. And it's so
literally what we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, so I would say, like, that is communicate, like, you need to. If you want to bring your whole self to the friendship, you need to bring your whole self for the person to really be able to be your friend. You know, it cannot just be friends because of, you know, X, Y. You can have friends for that, but if you really want a friend, you need to be able to open and vice versa.
Yeah.
That's
I think my will be show up for them the way they need to, not the way you want to show up for them.
Ooh. Very true. My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Female friends are plagued with this specific trouble. Hey, I came for your dinner. You couldn't even go for my dinner. But, like,
yeah.
No.
It's actually, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, I feel like I learned the hard way last year. And well, not the hard way, just like it became very glaring that the way I show up for people, even with all my good intentions, might not be how they need me to show up for them. So now I'm always intentional about asking, you know, what do you need? Like, what do you need from me as a friend? And then something else that I actually learned earlier this year, which actually led to some of my check-ins, if I have check-in with you as a friend, is like, what's this friendship? What am I taking? What are you giving? Like, or what am I giving and what are you taking? So that way we can measure so that it's not one-sided. And, you know, to the point of me, you're my best friend, but I'm not your best friend, right? Is it because I'm not equipped or is it because you don't feel like I'm showing up for you? You know, why is that friendship one-sided? So being able to measure what I bring to that friendship and not just taking. But I also understand that giving and taking sometimes happen in seasons. You know, maybe it's just a season where I don't have and you are pouring into me, and hopefully, you know, maybe down the line I'm able to pour back into you when you need to be poured into. But yeah, those two for sure.
I mean, I get that we want to measure in general. Like, I get that because it's interesting because, like, I feel like as somebody who, like, I get that sense of wanting to make sure things are balanced, but I also bristle against it. Like, like, you're my friend. Like, what are we measuring here? Like, there is no measurements to be made.
It's not like measurement of, like, 50-50, but it's just a measurement of, like, I think for me personally, I don't ever want to be a burden to people. And if there's anything, I like to do things myself, you know, if I can. But I'm also learning to ask for help.
Oh, we know. I'm just saying.
Calm down.
Wow.
Okay. Calm down. Like, you know, bring it down a little bit.
When it's up, also, like,
I'm learning to, at least the past 2 years, I've asked for help from people when I needed it. But I don't know for sure if I'm beginning to ask for too much because I never used to ask. So I'm checking in now with people to be like, you know, what is too much? And that includes me taking accountable. Like, I literally had a list and I put down the four boxes of, you know, what are you taking? What are you giving? And if one is outweighing the other, like by like 10 to 3, then you're having a conversation from me like, hey, I feel like, or, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
For you. I'm opposing that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, if it's like, I get like regular, maybe like a regular relationship with like your best friend circles.
Me, I've said this to you before. If you're my friend, whatever worries you worries me. Like, what you think is a burden to me. That's what friendship is. Carrying each other. That's it for me.
Yeah. Like, so, you're my best friend. Like, what's the idea of you being a burden to me?
But what if you're the best friend that is always, or like, okay. Generally, I'm the carrier.
They would never have been my best friend in the first place. Like, if they're just a taker.
What if you are used to being the person that is always, oh, I got you, or, well, you need this fix, I have the resources. Like, you are the carrier of most, it's just who you are innately, not.
I mean, maybe because I don't feel this way about my friendship. So, like, literally, all of the people who are close to me, I feel like I've said this, and I say this all the time. I genuinely don't deserve my friends. Like, I'm like, I don't know why these people are my friends, because surely I don't know what benefit they're getting. The benefit I'm getting is very clear to me. I don't know what they get out of this friendship. So because I feel this way, the idea that my friends are a burden to me is like not an idea that makes sense in my head. Like, I genuinely feel like my friends, I'm so lucky to have them, and I'm so glad that they're my friends, because I don't know what they're getting out of this dynamic. Like, I genuinely believe that. So I could never even, like, be here and be like, oh, my friends are a burden to me or whatever. Yeah. Like, what?
And then that for me too, I also think, and I mean, I've said this, most of my friendships and the ones that I really, really, like, take so close to my heart saved me in times when they did not know they saved me. So if you come to me tomorrow about anything, I'm just like, I don't have it, but I'm going to try and make it work for you, because that's what friendship is.
That's
what friendship is.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a couple more, maybe just two more points before we round up here. Is there a sisterhood you wish you had appreciated more, if any?
Oh, well, bye bye to everybody. There's nobody I can think of.
Jamila, I think we're the only sensible people in this call, because wow.
I'm sensible. What? Okay.
Sometimes.
Wow. Okay, I don't have to.
Guys, Jamila, yesterday we were talking about something, and Choma said, idiot no more. Like,
no, let me explain. Jamila, the way they said it made me sound bad. Ngozi said, my sister and Mutrai used to call me idiot, so I changed. And I said, good for you, idiot no more. Like,
how does that sound to you, Jamila?
I thought I was complimenting her now. That
no, you were not. How is that a compliment, though?
Because she said she was an idiot now. And so I was like, look at you now, idiot no more.
You know what, you're actually making it worse, just so you know.
Like, you know, I was about to say, it's okay. You
made your point. We hate you. Oh, my God.
It's not to face the people called you idiots in the first place. You don't face them.
Yes. You're still making it worse.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll shut up my mouth.
On a serious note, though, like, I think, honestly, if it did not work, then I would have felt like, oh my God, I wish we would have continued our friendships and everything, right? Mm-hmm. But not thinking about it, I'm just like, yeah, we were not really friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, bye-bye.
Jam.
I'm trying to think, if there's... So the question is there a friendship that you let go that you regretted?
Or no, you should... Not that you wish, just wish, like, you appreciate it more.
that I appreciated more? I don't think so. I don't think so. I really pour into people. So it's, if I didn't appreciate it, must have meant maybe I didn't think it was a friendship. It wouldn't be that then later I realized, oh, that was a friendship that I lost.
Okay.
But I don't know actually that there's any relationship that, no one comes to mind, Sha.
Yeah. Okay. Me neither. I was just curious, Chama.
Actually, a few that come to mind for me, but not because I didn't appreciate them then. Like, and if I think about them, I really think about like mostly back to secondary school. And again, not because I didn't appreciate them, but I think it's because with the hindsight of age, I just realized how special they were. Like, and if the ones I'm thinking about, even ones where they weren't people that like, they were like my best friends, but I had some certain friendships where we were close and we'll just like have this intense talk once in a while. But on a regular day, you will not even know that we're close. Mm-hmm. Like, you will not know that me and this person. And yeah, those kind of friendships, I feel like, or those kind of like sisterhoods, because they're so special in their own ways, where it's not the everyday, it's not the like, you know, we're obviously close. Like, they might even, some of them were even maybe more surface than others, but mm-hmm. there's still something about them that now that I look back, I still realize how like special that was. And I appreciated the friendships then, but I think I can look back now and appreciate them more just with age and just be like, this also had a unique thing other than
in a sense, maybe
more in, I'm sorry?
Innocence?
Yeah, maybe it was the innocence, the like, yeah, maybe the innocence of it, the openness of it, like, I just really, there's just something about it that like I appreciate more just looking back on it, but not because I didn't appreciate them then or took them for granted, if that makes sense. Because
yeah.
I mean, you know how I meant that everybody was like everybody's friend.
Friends,
and
yeah.
So I think as a child, I probably took that more for granted and not actually realizing how special some of those were. So I think that's probably what I would say. Yeah,
and that I feel like that on that note we're going to round up, and I'm going to say to you, like, our friendship then was of course built on innocence and passion, but I'm still very glad that we're still passionate about the same things we were passionate about back then. We're passionate about film and acting and, you know, telling stories, and here we are gradually telling the stories we want to tell, and that's amazing. So shout out to your special sisters. You can begin to name them. Let's go Chama.
Ah, why are you always choosing me first now?
Yes.
Ngozi.
If I shout out to anybody, they'll feel so special, and I don't want them to feel that special. But anyway,
that's the whole point.
Shout out to my sister, girl. I love you so much, even though you don't want to hear it, but I love you. Mutarayo, thank you for just being the gift that keeps on giving. Chama, girl, I admire you a whole lot. You have no idea. Bimbola, thank you, because you're always there. You are annoying as hell, but you are my girl. Every other person, figure out yourselves, but I love you all. Thank you.
Go see.
Okay, I'm done, actually.
Yeah, Jamila.
Be good. Is that me? Yeah, I was about to ask
you what comes from
me. Like, let me go through this.
Let me go.
Well, my cousin, Mariam. I mean,
it's like, Mariam, she's gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, my,
You're going to steal your friend. Mutarayo.
What did you say?
You're about to steal Jamila's friend.
Exactly. I actually should have. Hi, Mariam. I'm in your DMs very soon.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin Mariam, to Abigail, my friend. Abigail's been my friend for a very long time, but I feel like every year we get closer and closer. It's amazing. Fatima, who I've known since forever, Kat, IJ, Whitney, and Danny, who I met last year. Girls.
Wow, okay.
What else? Anya. Anybody, I hope I didn't forget anyone, but those are my real dogs.
If you do, just send me like a voice note and then I'll just edit
and add them in.
Yeah. I'll go before, come on, you go first and I'll just round up from there.
It's your podcast, so you should probably wrap it up. Shout out to my cousin Fumito, who is literally hands down one of the best people that I know in this world. Like, appreciate how you show up for me, girl. Thank you. Shout out to Tolu Michaels, my
P.
PSC.
Oh, my best friends, me and this girl, we've been rolling for all of my life, and I just really appreciate how much that through all the seasons of life, like, we still prioritize our friendship and still make that important. So that's like something that's really beautiful for me. Shout out to you, Motoraya. I don't want to say too much, but shout out to you, Sha.
We shall not take it. Let's actually give me the right flower. So go ahead. I'm ready to hear.
Why do you want to just well? You know me, I'm not a nice person. I don't like all this nice <reality. laughs> Shout out to you for just how intentional that you are and just how beautiful that your spirit is and how giving and generous. Like, I appreciate you more than you know. Thank you for sharing Ngozi with me. Ngozi girl, the laughter you bring to my life. I'm very thankful for it. Quite unmatched. Very thankful to know you. Like, for the prayers, girl, you know, I appreciate it always. And I admire you too a lot. Thanks for all the wisdom you've been speaking into my head from time to time when I
see it. The heart.
Yes, just for today. Thank you.
The heart.
Shout out to Alex Manik, who is forever my GS bestie, my friend for the long run. I mean, let's be real, it's really a great shock of my life that one of my best friends is a white girl. Like, I'd be shocked even till now. So she's a special one. Like, love you to pieces, girl. And Oluwagbemisola, who is really one of just the most genuine people that I know. Like, it's just a friendship where one where, like, if you talk about quickness to, like, take responsibility and apologize, like, she's the one. Like, girl will acknowledge her fault and just be intentional. Like, love that. So yeah, like, those are my people. Shout out to all of them.
Shout out to all of you. Are you done? Sorry,
I didn't. I'm done.
Okay.
Friend that I forgot to include.
All right, go on, Jam.
Oh my God, Tamala, I'm so sorry. And she was like, "This is what you always do." But yeah, my friend Pam, who is like me, so yeah.
Okay. So a copy and paste with a different name.
Yeah, I'm like, I achieved to be like her. Let me even put it that way. My goal is to be more like Pam. She's too cool, but yeah, I love her to death. I've known her for a very long time.
Yeah. Wait, where is this person based? Because I mean, it's not very common. I mean, it's not that uncommon. But it's also not very
Pamela.
Common.
Oh, she's in Nigeria. Yeah.
Okay, then never mind.
It's not that.
It's not.
So for me, I'll start with shout out to Coin. Our friendship is interesting, but I really truly love you and I'm so thankful for you. Shout out to Jones. Like, my dear one, you're actually one of my longest friendships. And I'm so thankful for the seasons and the different ways we've grown, literally across countries, states. Dreams, tears, we're here, and you continue to show up and just love me and just encourage me, and I really appreciate that. Okay, drink water. So Ngozi, we had our first like real I need to talk to you moment last week, and I was legit like shaking, like, ha, if this girl breaks up with me, I'm going to cry. Like, legit. And then, like, she told me what I did wrong, and I was angry that she actually kept it. Like, she didn't tell me on time, and then I realized, okay, that's just how she is. Like, she needs to process, and I just want to, you know, spill out. And I remember just, like, I was trying to sleep, but I couldn't sleep, so I had to, like, apologize again, like, I'm so sorry, like, I didn't mean to do this. Like, I was legit, I've never been so scared of losing someone the way I was last week, and I guess that kind of sums up how I feel about you. So thank you for being an amazing friend. I love you. And Jam Jam, I can't wait to see where our friendship goes. It's been amazing getting to know you. But on that note, ladies and gentlemen,
thank you so much for watching, listening to that episode. If you haven't yet, please like, subscribe, share with friends and families, follow us on Instagram, Twitter. I think we're on Twitter. We're just not active, but we'll be active now on Twitter as well, Sensing Rant. Let me know in the comment section what you guys think about episode. If you would like to see more of them, they have no choice. They will come back if you guys request them, because they are friends and sisters, and that's what sisters do, right? Alrighty, until next time, whatever it is. is you want to do, whoever it is you want to become, all you have to do, yes, is start. I love you all. Mwah. Bye.